Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter, the chapter on performing salah for the deceased. In other words, the janazah salah that we performed for the person that has passed away. Second part of it is accompanying his funeral. The third part of it is attending his burial, the actual burial. And the last part of it is the dislike for women to follow funerals. So the first two ahadith that we had done yesterday covered this first three parts. The first three parts, the performing of a person's salat and the reward that the person gets. We explained that he gets two qirats, and each qirat is the size of a big mountain. And the second hadith explained it, that size of the Mount Uhud, that a person gets one qirat for attending the janazah salat, and a separate qirat, a separate sawab, massive sawab that he gets for actually going to the qabrustan and attending the person's burial. So they are two separate rewards. So today we do the last part of this chapter, the dislike for women to follow funerals. The dislike for women to be part of that janazah and to follow that procession and go for that burial. This is something that is disliked in our Shariat. We'll explain it just now. We'll do the hadith and then we'll explain it. عن أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت نهينا أن اتباع الجنائز ولم يعزم علينا متفق عليه ومعناه ولم يشدد في النهي كما يشدد في المحرمات. حضرت أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that we were prohibited from following funerals but not strictly. In other words, we were told that we are not supposed to follow funerals. This was the time in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here when you say not strictly, and explains, later on he explained, that this means that the prohibition was not as severe as that of something being haram, something that is now completely like eating pork or drinking wine. We were prohibited from following the funerals, not going and joining the funerals, but it didn't reach that category like those things that were haram, like taking interest, eating pork, taking wine, etc. So yeah, she's just explaining that although we were prohibited, not allowed to go follow the janazah, go to the qabrustan, etc., follow the procession, although we were not allowed, but it was not of that degree, such a high degree, like those things that were haram, for us to understand that even in things that are haram also, you get different levels, different degrees. Like how in different things in, that are permissible, there are different levels. You get something that is just permissible to do. Then you'll get another thing, for example, to drink cold water. Somebody asks, is it permissible? Permissible to drink cold water. Is it permissible to drink juice? It's permissible. There's no sawab. If you drink juice, now you'll get extra sawab. It's permissible. Then you'll get something that is in a higher degree. For example, it is mustahab. Then you'll get something that is of a higher degree that now is known as sunnat. And then you'll get something of a higher degree that is wajib. And then you'll get of an even higher degree that is faraz. Like that, haram also gets different degrees. One is something is khilafi ola. It's not the best thing to do. It's something that's not desirable. It's not the best thing to do. Then you'll get something that is makruh, that's even more severe than khilafi ola, not the best. So then that is known as makruh et tanzihi. Then you get makruh et tahrimi. And then you'll get something that now is haram. So even in evil, there's varying degrees, and in things that are permissible, you'll get varying degrees. So anyway, moving on with the explanation of this hadith. According to the vast majority of scholars, it is not permissible for women to accompany funerals. The wisdom of this prohibition are many. Many, many wisdoms for women not being part of that funeral procession. Firstly, there is the possibility of intermingling with men. Men and ladies all going together. Sometimes the mind is not there. People are overcome by emotion at the time of a janazah. So now everyone is going together, ladies, men. Now what happens? It creates a situation of intermingling. Second, women are by nature more emotional than men, and there's a great possibility of them indulging in prohibited actions such as wailing and lamenting, crying, screaming. Now when the body is being put, carried, moved, they must be affected by emotion. So now how do you control emotional people at that time? It's very, very difficult. So one of the wisdoms in hikmat is that they don't join this funeral procession. The next part of it is, thirdly, women attending funerals encourage exposure rather than seclusion. We know that the desirable thing for a woman is seclusion. If they're going to be encouraged to join the janazah, now there's more exposure for them by joining the men, moving with the men, etc. So now what will happen? Instead of having seclusion, you'll be getting more exposure. To prevent such evils from occurring, Islam has prohibited women from attending funerals. Allama Subqi rahmatullah alayhi stated that according to the Hanafi, Hanbali and the majority of scholars, it is makruh et tahrimi for women to attend funerals. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, it is makruh et tanzihi. Based on the above hadith, Ibn Amir al-Hajj rahmatullah alayhi state that this difference applied during the best of eras when women would generally follow commandments and abstain from prohibitions. However, in our times, there is no difference of opinion. All proclaim it to be impermissible. It should be remembered that Ibn Amir al-Hajj, rahmatullah alayhi, lived towards the end of the 7th century and the beginning of the 8th century. When he expressed such sentiments in his time, the prohibition will apply to a far greater extent in our age when the spiritual and moral fabric of society has degraded to such an extent, has now deteriorated to such an extent that we can see how much of gunas are taking place. If we just look at the weddings that are taking place and the amount of nakedness, etc. Sometimes now you get a cricket match, you get a soccer match, how many girls are going? Allah Ta'ala forbid, somebody was telling me on Eid Day, he said, please speak on this. This is something that is becoming more and more common. Mixed doubles in the paddle matches that are taking place in all the paddle courts. He says, you can't believe it. Something that we didn't expect. Mixed doubles. Girls, one team got one boy, one girl, another team got another boy, another girl. And then he says, talking about covering hair and covering hands and legs and all exposed, that is something that has become a norm of the time. So imagine, if we can't get these things right, when a person can't even dress properly, how can they even be speak about them coming to the masajid and speak about them going for funerals, etc. This was prohibited, stopped by the ulama of the past when there was still some moral fabric in society. Nowadays we have progressed to such an, or retrogressed to such an extent that the clothing also, playing together, sports together, he went on to say this, Hafiz al-Quran was explaining, he says, please tell the people, he says that nowadays to go there and find a boy wearing shorts with his knees exposed, his satr exposed, is nothing, it's like normal. Who doesn't even flinch or bat an eyelid that my satr is showing. Whereas in the past, if a person's satr was showing, it was something that was very, very big. And it is something that is very big. Allah Ta'ala has created private areas to such an extent that if a person's satr is showing 3-finger space, that his salah also is not valid. So serious this is. Nobody must be able to see it. When we're making ghusl of a dead person also, ulama encouraged that make sure that satr is completely covered. Person is being an operation, a Muslim doctor should see that that satr also is covered. Satr of a person is something that is very, very important. It's private areas. So all these things are being neglected. So therefore there's so much of hikmat when Islam is telling us that ladies one side, they don't participate, the men will do this. Not that the reward of sending sawab for the deceased is not there. From the home, they can read and send for the deceased. They can make as much tilawat of Quran, the sawab is reaching. They can give sadaqah and that sawab will reach the deceased. They can read for the deceased. They can do other good actions and make niyat for the deceased. All this is accepted in full. Allah Ta'ala won't decrease the reward. But there is no need for women to go out. And there is no need for women now to go to the qabrustans. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.